Hi, welcome to Resting Bitch. With me, your host, Allie Makovsky, the Cankle Queen herself. That's my new nickname I just gave myself, the Cankle Queen. I do have some thick cankles. Shout out my mom, shout out my dad. We got some sturdy ass ankles in the family. Some big logs, some tree branches on our legs. I'm grateful for my cankles. I think they're nice. It's nice to not know when the leg ends and the foot begins. Just a seamless transition from one body part to another. No need for definition or volume. It's great. I love them. Love them. Yeah, both my parents got them thickies on them. Speaking of my parents, so, okay, here's the tea, sister. Here's the tea. My parents have been divorced since I was 5 years old. Oh, how sad. No, how beautiful. I'm grateful they got divorced. There's nothing worse than seeing two people not enjoy each other's company. So uncomfortable. Even with like some friends of mine who are just in relationships, just like boyfriend and girlfriend shit, and then they're like bickering and fighting, and you could just tell there's no heat there. It's just all hate. Oof, that hurts. It's uncomfortable. You're like, I don't want to be at Chili's anymore. I love Chili's. But if you're with a couple, if you're the third wheel and the couple you're with is, you know, not fun to be around, then get me out of that Chili's immediately. I don't care how good the tortilla chips are and how thin they are and how greasy they are. Get me out of that Chili's. Damn, I love Chili's. Low-key, but also high-key. Love Chili's. I don't think I've ever been to Applebee's, which is my TikTok username, Applebee's Alley. There was an Applebee's across the street from the high school I went to, so we would all get picked up in the Applebee's parking lot. But I don't think I ever actually ate there. Maybe one time. For some reason, I have some vague memory of being in a dimly lit booth at the Applebee's with some sort of fish item that, I don't know. Fish is scary. I have some food conspiracy theories. There's certain regions or places where I'm just not going to eat fish or sushi. Like 7-Eleven, that's not a fish territory. Also, bananas I have a big banana conspiracy theory. I think that there's some bananas that just aren't real bananas. I mean, if you go out and if you're in Hawaii and you're in the jungle or the forest or whatever the fuck, they just have a lot of trees and greenery in Hawaii. I don't know if that's considered a forest or a jungle or, I'm not a smart person and we know this. I established that on episode one of this podcast. It's not for smart people, so don't dumb shame me, okay? Anyway, they have a lot of trees in Hawaii, whether it be, I don't want to be explained to what it is. Well, actually, I am kind of curious what you would call that. Because they have waterfalls in Hawaii, but would that make it a rainfall? I don't know, man. Anyway, if you were walking around Hawaii surrounded by trees and, you know, flowers and plants and whatnot, and you saw a banana tree, you'd be like, that is a real banana. That's like pure OG banana from the source banana. That's some good shit right there. Quality premium. But if you go to a 7-Eleven and see bananas, even a Starbucks, honestly, or a gas station, like any gas station, and you see that they have bananas there and the apples and all that, I'm like, those aren't real bananas. Someone's just making bananas. Like, do you remember that thing, the grapple? It was like a grape apple. I remember my stepsister from back in the day. There's not really a way to say an ex-stepsister because it's not like I was fucking her and divorced her or anything. But she's not my stepsister anymore, but it's not like she died. How do you describe that? My former stepsister? That sounds so sad. This girl who used to live with me and my family, who I was really close with, but wasn't my blood sister, she used to love, she would get grapples from the store. It's like it looks like an apple, but it has the flavor of a grape, which in my opinion, one of the worst flavors of all time. But when it's something about the grapple, it tastes a little bit better. But that's not real. There's no grapple trees, okay? Someone's making that. So when I see a real fruit in a not real place where fruits come from, it's not real. I'm not eating your... But I would rather eat Doritos or Flamin' Hot Cheetos from 7-Eleven than a banana. Any day. Because I know when I'm buying a bag of chips that those are a bag of chips. There's no bag of chip tree that they're getting it from. They're making it, and I know that. And I know what it tastes like, and I know what it's made from. I can't pronounce it, but I can see it. With a banana, there's no label on the banana at the 7-Eleven. It's not like this is made from a factory. I just don't believe that it's real, okay? I'm probably wrong, but I feel pretty right about it. Okay. So, wow, what a tangent I have gone down. I forget what I was talking about. Somehow I mentioned Applebee's and Chili's in that and couples. Oh, yeah. So my parents are divorced. Speaking of bananas, my parents are divorced. They've been divorced since I was 5. I'm very happy that they got divorced because let me tell you, those two together... nightmare scenario. Larry and Jennifer, I mean, if you just the name alone, Larry. No one's married to a Larry for more than 15 years. That's just, you don't stay with a Larry for a long time, you know. And I give it up to my mom. She was with him for a while. I want to say between 10 to 13 years. That's a long time to talk to someone named Larry. To have a serious conversations with a guy named Larry. Larry, here's the divorce papers, Larry. Larry, I want to marry you. I don't know how she did it. God bless my mom. Shout out to Jennifer. Jenny from the block. With 2 C's. Larry's such a ridiculous name. And why do parents get mad when you call them by their first name? My dad, he's like the least dad. He's just like, he is essentially like just a dude, okay? I'm the third born, so by the time he had me, he was like, you're not my daughter, you're my bro, who I haven't been able to hang out with because I've been raising a family. So my dad, he is my dad, but I would consider him to be more of like, I think he would consider me to be more of like a bro than a daughter. At least that's how I see it. Everyone's relationships look different. No one knows. But to me, I felt more of like a bro to him than a daughter. And why do I mention that? Oh, because I'll call him Larry sometimes and that pisses him the fuck off. He's like, that's not, you can't, and he tries to get mad. He's like, you call me dad. I'm your dad. You don't call me Larry. And I think he's just mad that his name's Larry and he doesn't want to be reminded by his daughter, you know? It is an embarrassing name. I'm sure if his name was like Tyler, like if my dad's name was Tyler, first of all, my dad would be a surfer. Second of all, my dad would be hot as shit if his name was Tyler. Come on. I mean, I know that there's ugly Tylers out there, but just in general, I think a lot of people live up to their names. Like, the reason comedians use the name Karen so much is because, like, if you're born and your parents name you Karen, you're going to grow up into being that person that people make fun of. You're like the, you know... the, like, uptight, loser, loner, kind of, like, whatever. You know what my dad is? I think my dad was dating a girl named Karen. My dad used to date a Karen. She actually was against the stereotype of what people assume Karens to be. But, like, you know, there's just certain names. Like, I was born an Allison. I identify as an Allie because every Allison I've met is the most square person ever. They always wear button downs and they iron their clothes. Allisons care about their appearance and, you know, they probably shower twice a day. Allisons are just different people. And when I was in kindergarten, I went straight to Allie. I was like, I know the path that I'm going down, and it is not an Allison-friendly path. This is all Allie. Because Allies are fun. They're a little crazy. A lot of different ways to spell it, too. I've spelt it every single way imaginable, but A-L-I just is the one that stuck. You know what happened was, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but when I went to kindergarten, my kindergarten teacher said that Allison was too long, so my mom had to shorten it to Allie. So my mom did it, you know, the generic ass. I mean, my mom was grooming me to be a generic bitch, but she was not expecting me to turn out this way. So my mom spelled it A-L-L-I-E. And my kindergarten teacher was like, hey, that's still too long. Could you shorten it? So my mom spelled it. My mom took every letter out that she possibly could with keeping my name Allie. So then she spelled it A-L-I. And my kindergarten teacher accepted that as a form of a name and retired to become a clown the following year. Shout out Miss Kersey. Hope the clown career is going well if you're still alive. I did not like her. She kicked me out of class because we were all singing the Pledge of Allegiance. And at the end, I would say amen. And I thought that was funny. I mean, as a kindergartner, to be pulling a joke like that, I mean, not only is it, like, pretty out there in terms of joke writing. Like, I'm getting religion involved and politics. Wow. You know, because you're, like, you're doing the, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I forget how that goes. It's weird. Why do they make us do that every single day? It's such a, like, it's super, it feels very communistic. Communist. It feels very communist. I kind of like the word communistic, though. I know that that's not what you say, but it feels right. Anyway, yeah. How does the pledge go? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Is that it? I'm going to say that that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it. Because I keep wanting to... Yeah, anyway. How? I mean, I did it literally. You have to do it in school every single day at the beginning of school. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I keep wanting to do the, you know, the little prayer that's like, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pledge allegiance to the state. Yeah, I can't think of the pledge. Am I an American? I guess so, bitch. I guess so, bitch. I mean, honestly, if I was being held up by, like, you know, airport security right now, I don't think they'd let me go anywhere. I don't know the pledge. That's un-American, and I'm sorry. Am I? Nah. Oh, yeah, my parents are divorced. Back to that. Speaking of the pledge, my parents are divorced. Speaking of a pledge that they can't remember. Remember, I do, Mom and Dad. Looks like you don't. So my parents got divorced when I was 5. Good year. Good year for a divorce. If there's a time to get divorced, it is the year 2000. Memorable. It might have been 2001. I don't remember. Can't remember 9/11. Can't remember the divorce, you know? All these iconic moments. I shouldn't say iconic for 9/11. All these moments that stand out that should... I was 5, okay? Leave me alone. Maybe I was 6. I was 6 for 9/11. Why was 9 afraid of 11? Because 9, 10, 11. Okay, I'm gonna move on from this topic. So my parents are divorced, okay? And Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Also, my mom just celebrated her birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. She listens to every single podcast that of Resting Bitch and just that I'm on, other people's podcasts that I'm on. She listens to them all. So shout out to my number one fan, Jenny. So my sister, my oldest sister, who I get to be a maid of honor for, me and my other sister get to be maid of honors for our big sister. My big sister is moving to Arizona with her fiancé. They call it something else for a guy, I think. Finance? Am I right? That's what men are these days, are finance. So her Fifi, her little Fifi, lives in Arizona. So my big sister is moving to Arizona. It's the first time, you know, we're not all going to be in the same, like, 30 miles of each other. Because my dad's in Long Beach, my mom's in San Pedro, my sisters are on the west side, Venice and Marina Del Rey, and I'm in Hollywood. So we're all, like, you know, we're far apart but close. So this bitch decided to move to Arizona with her little Fifi. And I'm happy for her. I want her to be close. I'm selfish. I want my sister to be around the corner. Even though I don't see her that often, I want to have the option, okay? I want to have the option. And so, if this is the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm gonna... Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's not what I was talking about. So my sister's moving to Arizona, and she just moved. She just moved. This just happened, okay? Thanksgiving's coming up. The whole family is going to well, I mean, my sister and my mom and my dad are going to Arizona to celebrate with his whole family and, you know, whatever. Okay, I need to figure out how to tell this story better because I even was like, why? What's happening? Okay, good story, Allie. Keep going. So we're all going to Arizona. When we decided we were all doing Thanksgiving this year in Arizona and not back home like normal, we were looking up flights from, you know, LA or nearby airports to Arizona. They were so expensive. I mean, Arizona is such a short trip that, like, paying $400 just feels stupid for, like, a one-hour flight. Like, it just feels dumb. And I was like, you know what? I love driving to Arizona, like, because you're going through the valley, you're seeing, like, a bunch of cacti and, like, you know, the mountains and the shadows of the night, and it's just, like, beautiful, and you can stop and get beef jerky, which I fucking love beef jerky. Oh, I love it. Oh, this is the ASMR part that I wasn't expecting to do. I fucking love beef jerky, like a teriyaki flavor. Maybe like a little spicy beef jerky. My mouth is watering. It's so good. And then it's like so fucking hard. You just have to like bite down so hard and then just pull it off. I wonder how many people are jacking off to this right now. You just bite down and it's so hard to eat. And that's what makes it so exciting. It makes me feel like an animal. Like I'm a hunter-gatherer. Remember when things used to be hard and now we're just spoon-fed everything? So I love beef jerky. And I just love stopping on the side of the highway that's like not even like a pot. It's just like a two-road, a one-way that way, one-way back type of highway. Yeah. Man. Oh my God. You know who just started following me? I just or maybe he didn't follow me, but I just requested to follow. Well, if he didn't follow me back, then I don't really care. Yeah, he didn't follow me back. Damn, that hurts. That guy who was in the video that kind of went viral where they're at the hockey game and his sister is taking a selfie. And so he like poses for the selfie and does a smile. And then as soon as the phone's down, he has like this evil face. Damn. I wanted him to follow me back, but I guess I'll take... He has a private profile. I guess that's good enough for now. Baby steps. Slide in the DMs. I don't know how old he is. He's probably too young, but... Sliding in the DMs ain't illegal, let me tell you that, baby. Okay. So I was like, I'm just going to drive to Arizona myself. Like, it'll be a fun road trip. I've done it before. Maybe I'll go like a night or two early, do like some shows out there, or leave, you know, a day or two later and do some shows. And I'm thinking my mom and my sister, they're for sure going to fly. They just want to get there, you know, get settled. My mom decides to drive with me. And here's the thing. I love my mom. Don't get me wrong. But 6 hours in the car with her, it's gonna get dicey. So, you know, it'll be fun, but my mom does smoke the ciggies, and I'm a Juul queen. We tried to get my mom on the Juul. She didn't like it. She gave it to me. I literally have 7 Juuls. Only one of them works now. I think I actually have 9 Juuls, 8 Juuls. I found one at my work once, lost and found. I found one in a lost and found that I took from a different job I had. I just have a lot of Juuls, but most of them don't work. Anyway, my mom gave me her Juul. She's still a cig fiend. That bitch loves the Marlboro Man, you know? So I am curious to see how this goes, you know? So I'm like, oh my gosh, me and my mom on a 6-hour road trip. That's like, you know, Gail and Oprah. That's like, I need to film this, because it's like, but the thing that worries me about filming is that me and my mom's relationship is complicated, you know? It's a mother-daughter relationship. Those things are difficult and hard, and I'm not always in a good mood around her, and sometimes she says things that piss me the fuck off, and I'm sure I say things that piss her the fuck off. But I'm like, if I'm filming this, like, road trip, I feel like I'm gonna become, like, this fake person where I'm like, oh my god, mom, that's so funny. I can't believe you said that. You're crazy. I love this road trip. Instead of being like, stop smoking in my car, you bitch! And that's the stuff that I want to capture. Those sweet, fine moments of life where you're just yelling at the woman who birthed you. But I don't know, I feel like after a certain amount of time of recording this road trip, you kind of forget that you're being recorded and the real you comes out. So I think I'm going to buy a camera after this, and I'll just start recording things that I do during the day, and maybe have like a Patreon or something if people want to, like, you know, have video footage of the stuff that I talk about on this podcast, you know? So stay tuned for that. Might be exciting. I don't know if I'll actually do it or if it will be like a public or private thing, but it does sound fun to me to just film stuff and then whatever. Okay. So I'm like, okay, I'm about to go on this, like, Thanksgiving week. I'm about to go on this road trip with my mom. And then a bomb dropped on me the other day. Turns out my father will be joining us, Larry. Larry is coming on the road trip with me and his ex-wife. Shout out to Liquid Death. I'll get back to Liquid Death and how I feel about them soon. But I'm going on a road trip with my mom and her former husband for 6 hours. And here's the thing about my dad. My dad smokes cigars like a fiend. There's no way he's getting through a 6-hour road trip without smoking at least one cigar. Disrespectful. Cigars smell forever. It's like a bonfire. You go to a friend's bonfire for a birthday, you're like, this will be fun. And then you just have their birthday on you for a full week. God damn it. So now I definitely have to film this road trip. But it's going to have to be heavily edited or else it will be sad. I'll have to edit it in a way that's funny and not like, what a tragic upbringing Allie must have had. Or whatever. So that'll be fun. And I think we might have to share a hotel room together. My sister didn't explain, but she said that my dad might want to stay with me and my mom in a hotel. But I'm like, why doesn't he get his own fucking hotel room? It's not like we're staying at the Four Seasons. It's not like we need to conserve. I want to stay. You know what? I might just stay at like some cute little motel shack. I've always wanted to stay. You know when you're like driving down the street and you see like kind of a cute but like sketchy ass motel? I always want to stay in those. My throat's fucked up. I need water. So we have liquid death water. And, you know, it's speaking of divorce, we have a complicated relationship. I'm not sure where we stand right now. I do support them as, you know, an aggressive marketing water company, but they're just playing way too hard to get. And I don't like that, you know? I want people to be coming for me. I want companies to be like, I want you to talk about my thing. I don't need to be chasing around Liquid Death. I'll still support them and buy their drinks, but they'll know. They'll know they fucked up at a certain point. I think. Once I get my first face tattoo, they're going to say, damn it, I knew we should have gotten in before the face tattoo. I would have gotten a Liquid Death face tattoo, honestly. It's so crisp and cold. See, I never refrigerated mine. Whenever I got the cases, I just always left them in my room because they're aluminum, so they stay like a nice cool room temperature without being too cool. But it's nice because they stay cold longer. So like when you go and drive, it's like it's nice. It doesn't get that weird like plasticky condensation grossness. So yeah, I'm going to Arizona for the holidays. There was a girl I met. I talked about this a while ago. I hope she still is listening. But when I was in Venice, not Italy, Venice, Los Angeles, it was on my birthday and she came up to me and she was saying that she lives in Arizona and she was a fan of the podcast and she was so cool. And I forget what her name is, but she was like such a cool girl. But she lives in Arizona, and if she's listening to this right now, slide in my DMs. I want to hang out with you over Thanksgiving if you're there. I was just in San Francisco with Andrew Santino, and that was super fun. We did 2 nights, 4 shows. I was supposed to be doing 20 all weekend, but we gave our friend Austin Carr a guest spot. So he was doing 5 minutes. And it was so fun because I met Austin a long time ago, maybe like 4 years ago, when I was doing the diversity showcase for NBC. And the showcase was happening at Cobb's. And so that's where I met Austin because he just started working there, so maybe it was actually 3 years ago. Anyway, Austin was like, you know, I was in this city that I'm not super familiar with. That's not true. I'm decently familiar with it. But I was there, and I was on this diversity showcase, and I didn't really have anyone to hang out with, and Austin was, like, super nice. He was like, I know you from Kill Tony. Like, it's so cool that you're here. And then I was up, like, the following month or something with Kill Tony. And so I was like, oh, my God, Austin, I already know you. You're so cool. And he would just, like, you know, he was just, like, a super helpful dude, a really nice guy. And so it was cool, like, full circle for him to have, like, started comedy within that time, continue working at Cobb's, and then do these guest spots. And now he's leaving Cobb's. And that's exciting for him. But yeah, so it was cool to be able to perform with him. And the shows were so fun. So fun. I just love traveling with Andrew. Andrew Santino, one of my favorite comics. Easily. Him and Fahim Anwar are like two of my favorite comics. And the fact that I'm like friends with them is crazy. They're so funny and talented, and I want to be, like, half as funny as they are. And they're just, like, Andrew's just, like, so fun to hang out with. His wife was there. His cousins from Chicago were there. It was, like, a fun family hangout. Like, I felt like I was at a family reunion that I was never a part of, but I felt loved and welcomed. And yeah, I had some friends come out to the shows. I got to ride a scooter around the city, which was pretty tight. If you're going to San Francisco, that's the only way to do it. steal a guy's scooter. That's all you got to do. What else did I do? Oh, I went to the San Francisco Zoo. Dude, I know the zoos are controversial, but this one was great. Because sometimes you go to a zoo and you're like, yeah, I see why this is a problem and I don't feel good about this. I went to the San Francisco Zoo on Friday. It was empty. It felt like a private zoo for me. It was empty, and all of the like exhibits and animals areas were like well maintained, it felt like, and big. Anyway, I don't need to go on some like PETA activist shit right now. I went to the zoo, okay? I'm a flawed human. I don't do things that are always right. I had a great time though, and I connected with a fucking monkey. Do you know the power, the inner, I don't know what you have to have, but I have it. The thing inside of you, I'm probably a little bit part monkey for sure. Well, no, monkeys are smart. But I was at this monkey exhibit. X gonna give it to you. I was at a monkey exhibit. By the way, just I'm thinking of me just now saying X gonna give it to you in the worst. I wouldn't even call it an impression, but it definitely wasn't my voice. If someone edits just that part with something else, like, this dude, I posted on my Instagram story, but he made, because last week I was talking about cereal, and I fucking love cereal, but I made a slurping noise, and I was like, someone's gonna edit this for sure. And what do you know? Someone edited it and it was so funny because he made the slurping noise like the recurring thing. But then he was like pulling all these things that I said that I didn't even remember that I said during the episode. There was like a slurping noise and then I just went, I need to go to therapy. And I'm like, when the fuck did I say that? So it was so funny. And I think I might have highlighted it on my, if you go to my Instagram and then look at the resting bee. So if you're like on my not Allie Mac profile and then click on the resting bitch story highlight, I think I might have saved it there because it's so funny. I hope I did. Oh, okay. No, I did. It's there. Ha 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 ha. It's there. He has a weird ass fucking name. No. He has a weird ass name. And on my personal Instagram, if you go to not Allie Mac and then go to the highlights on the resting bitch highlight, you'll see that I posted it. He has a weird ass name, but just go to the end of the highlights. It's such a funny clip.
You know what I fuck with? I fuck with so hard and I miss it because I don't have any in my house. And that's something that I do crave at random hours often.
It's so good.
All-time favorite. So good. I like frosted. Right. The mini frosted. So good. Do you think this is good? I need to go to therapy.
I need to go to therapy. God, it's so good. It was so crazy, like, seeing that. I don't know, because you, like... Like, I'm obsessed with Chris D'Elia. I think he's so funny. I'm obsessed with Your Mom's House. I'm obsessed with Christina P and Tom Segura. And you see them like repost clips that people make. And me starting this podcast, I'm like, who the fuck is going to listen to this podcast? And then the fact that there's people listening to it and the fact that not only are you listening, but you're like spending your time editing a video and making it so funny, like such a funny clip of this podcast. It's so cool. Like, it's so cool. So sweet. And then, like, someone, this guy, Gregor Iglesias, he drew me a picture and wrote this really nice thing on the back, and he likes the podcast. Like, it's just weird. It's so weird. It's so weird. But it's cool, you know? Very chill. I appreciate that you guys enjoy this. And, yeah. Anyway. What was I gonna say? Yeah. Oh, I feel like whatever I just did, I feel like the beef jerky thing, someone's gonna edit And what did I just do? Oh, the exhibit thing. Yeah, yeah, exhibit. Oh, yeah, the monkey in the exhibit. X gonna give it to you. I love exhibit. Yeah. I just love a man whose voice sounds like that. There was one time I went on a cruise. I don't know if I talked about this, but there was this guy, Tanner. I was like 12 years old. I was in middle school. And they have like those kids clubs on cruise ships. And I'm like a horny 12-year-old. I haven't like had my first real makeout or anything. And I'm at the kids club and I'm like, this is where it's all gonna take off. And me and my former stepsister, aka whatever you call a former stepsister, we had our own room, which is like bad idea. We're both like horny 12-13-year-olds. We go to this kids club. I find Tanner, the love of my life. He's like 13 and his voice sounds like this. And I'm like, oh my God, he's so, wow. Wow. And so me and Tanner made the fuck out. I wonder where Tanner is right now. Hopefully he had like some sort of vocal surgery because it sounded painful, but he sounded like the oldest 13-year-old ever. Like he sounded like he wore wife beaters all the time, which what are we calling those now? I know they got rebranded wife lovers. I feel like that's what they're called now, honestly. I wish that was a joke. Domestic partner shirts. I don't know what they're called now. I mean, I'm glad they're not called wife beaters, but I do not know what to call them now. But yeah, he had the voice of someone who's wearing a wife beater. And in that case, I am calling it a wife beater, not whatever they're calling it now. He has the voice of someone who wears wife beaters, you know, as a 13-year-old. Ugh. Yeah, we made out. We made out hot and heavy. We watched the sun go up in my room out of one of those balcony rooms. I don't want to flex on you, but my grandma did pay for this vacation. Had a balcony on our room. And so my stepsister was in there. Former stepsister. She was in there with, there was a guy who had the same name as her. And so they were making out, I'm pretty sure. But then the guy who she was with, who had the same name as her, his sister was there. So she was like this weird fifth wheel of it all. And she's just like watching her brother like make out with, like, it was just a weird situation. But me and Tanner, our love blossomed. He asked if I wanted to be his girlfriend when the sun rose on the balcony. We were just sitting on the balcony until the sun rose, and when it did, he asked me to be his girlfriend, which only lasted until the end of the cruise, but it was still sweet. Wow, I'm on a fucking roll today. Bitch, I'm on one. I'm on fire. It's because I didn't eat. I can't eat too early. It fucks me up, dude. I feel so heavy. And same thing with jeweling. I can't jewel. I have to wait to jewel. That's why I always like, I typically will start jeweling towards the end of the show, because it just like gives me so much anxiety if I do it early in the day. I have to wait until later, or else it'll just fuck me up. I am starting to get sick of the jewel. But I've been saying that like the past three episodes. Like, I'm tired of doing it. It doesn't feel good anymore. I mean, it does feel good, like just the, you know, the feeling, the motion of it all. But physically, my throat, my body, I'm like, what am I doing to myself? Is this worth it? And here's the thing, I just can't control it. Like, if I was only doing, like, a few jewel puffs a night, sure, whatever. But I'm a fiend. That's why I can't drink anymore. Because I just get fucking going. I'm like, more, more, more. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. My whole life becomes a Britney Spears song when I sing. The taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. Suddenly I'm comparing making out with toxic. You're toxic. Oh, that's not. I've been thinking of the song in a different way. Anyway, yeah, my whole life becomes a Britney Spears song when I drink. Which, sure, yeah, it's fun. It's fun. But then it's like, this is sad. There's got to be a sad Britney Spears song that reflects me the morning after drinking. That's why I drink Liquid Death, baby. You miss Modelo's but need to be hydrated with water? Drink a Liquid Death. Hey, you miss shitting liquid from drinking too much? Make your poops hard with Liquid Death. There's nothing like a good hangover shit that's just pure liquid. Yeah, I've been drinking like 4 years. And I'm only 24. People judge me for getting sober young. They're like, why the fuck would you do that? And I'm like, because I saw the path I was going on and didn't want to continue. They're like, you don't really have a problem. You're just young. And I'm like, tell that to the freeway I crashed on. In a blackout, I could have killed myself or other people. But instead, I hit the intersection on the freeway. They're like, that happens to everyone. That's a normal thing. And I'm like, no, it's not when you come from a long line of alcoholics. I don't want to lose my life because I party too hard. Yeah, I party too hard. And everyone's like, but Allie, you were so fun. I never knew you had a problem. And I'm like, that's because you don't see me at the end of the night when I'm crying into my toilet and throwing it up so I can drink more. Anyway, so yeah, I haven't drank in a while. Wasn't a big deal, but yeah, so I don't drink. But Liquid Death, I'll go crazy on a Liquid Death. You know what I love? I love the people who stop drinking and then get hooked on energy drinks. Like, obsessed with energy drinks. I have some friends that when I first stopped drinking, there were a lot of these guys in my life who also weren't drinking. Like, I just didn't... When I was drinking, I didn't realize that there were people... Like, I just never saw people who didn't drink. I was just surrounding myself by a bunch of people who also drank. Maybe not, like, as much as I did, or maybe more than I did. But I just didn't see people in my life who didn't drink. And then when I stopped drinking, suddenly I started to meet all these people. Like, my eyes opened to a world in which there were people who didn't drink. And so then I started, like, attracting these dudes who didn't drink. But it wasn't the right kind of dudes who didn't drink. It was guys who, like, would pick me up in their cars, and I would get in, and in the passenger seat was just all empty Red Bull cans. And the flavored Red Bull, too. That's a different type of person. There's some dangerous dudes. People who drink energy drinks, I'm like, that is not good. This one dude had a hand tremor, and he said it wasn't from the energy drink. And I'm like, okay, I believe you, but it's not like the energy drinks are gonna make it better, you know? And you would think he'd be better at fingering with the tremor. It was not good. So if any of you are looking for a tremor guy out there in hopes of being pleasured sexually, it's not the move, not the way to go. Guys think that they're so good, and sure, some of you are, but the confidence you have sexually just doesn't match up. Just be a little bit more humble is all I'm trying to say. How did we get here? There was one guy when I was in San Francisco, this guy Johnny, cute little redhead boy. I was walking, getting coffee with a friend, my friend from middle school, who I used to hate in middle school because she was funny in class and I felt threatened by her humor. She was so funny. She was like the class clown and so was I. And so I felt this clash between us. And I was just jealous of her because she was so funny. And so we hated each other. Like, we had beef. Like, we would sit on opposite sides of the class. Like, I would talk to the people around me about her. She would talk. I don't know if she did, but I'm just going to say that she talked about me, so I don't feel bad about talking about her. But one day she went to the nurse's office, and I used to always go to the nurse's office because I was just like, fuck class. I want to be taken care of. I want to be loved. And so I would go to the nurse's office a lot. And we were both in there at the same time, and it's a small little office. And we were just started joking around together. And I was like, wow, when our force is combined, our two comedic voices are heard in one, we can really do a lot of damage together. And so we became friends. Anyway, she lives in San Francisco. So we got coffee together one morning and we were walking down the street and this guy was like, oh my God, you're Allie. And he was like shaking. And I know he's going to listen to this podcast, hoping that I talk about him. And I am. And I'm telling the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say you were super chill and calm and collected. He was shaking. And anyway, I got him into the show. He didn't even know I was performing. Or maybe he was just playing it cool. But he was like, what show? And I was like, dude, you're coming to the show. I'm putting you on the guest list. Nerd. No, he's a cool dude. He's got cool vibes. Like, if I wasn't doing comedy and I was just, like, being a young kid doing young kid shit, I would want to hang out with him. But I feel like it's hard for me to just, like, hang out and do young kid shit, even though I see my friends doing it and it looks really appealing and fun. I don't know. It's just different when you're doing comedy. It feels like you're just, like, it's just a different world. I think I'll find the balance, though. I want to do some, like, cool car camping kid shit. Like, young, like, me and my friends. When I say young kid, I mean, like, kids my age. I still consider myself a kid until people start to get worried about me. How much time are we at? Wow, I'm fucking killing it on this episode. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel so that way you get notified when a new episode comes out. And especially start subscribing now because I might be dropping random videos that aren't podcast related throughout the week. So subscribe in case I start doing that. Also rate and review on iTunes, leave a rating, leave a review. And I think what I might start doing, I mean, I like this episode. Based on this episode, I don't want to change anything about the format. I'm enjoying it. But I think something that I might enjoy doing is advice, like giving people my shitty advice, which I think is good advice, but it's definitely not expert advice. I think that would be fun to do. My sisters come to me for advice. People think I'm wise. I think they're wrong, but could be fun to get my opinion on a situation you might be going through, you need some advice with. The only thing about that is just it feels so overdone. It's like everyone gives advice. Who gives a fuck what you think about a situation? But I don't know, something to think about instead of doing like questions, or maybe do questions and advice. Okay, I'm just going to go to the questions right now and then wrap this bitch up. I'm trying to think if there was anything else during the week. If you listened last week, you know I went in for a bilingual commercial audition for, was it Jack in the Box? I think it was Jack in the Box. And I hated the guy who was holding the audition. He was just being so rude. And then, of course, I get a fucking call back, even though I'm like, I'm never going to go back to that guy. Then I get the call back. I didn't hear anything about it, so I probably didn't get it. But I fucking killed it in Spanish. Okay? I was pronouncing everything right. They had a guy in the room just to correct the pronunciation or to, like, help with the speech. He had not a single word for me. He was like, no, es muy bien. I was like, yeah, damn right, bitch. Okay, I'm going to go to the questions. Because this should be a short podcast, right? It doesn't need to be any longer. If it's any longer, it's just like, who do you think you are? I'm going to hit the jewel for the first time this episode. It's crazy that I have like so much energy right now. It's currently noon. It's 12:08. I have like a good amount of energy. And then here's what happens. I leave the podcast, I get in my car, and then it all goes down. I have zero energy. I'm like, it's just, I don't know why. Maybe it's my diet. Maybe it's because I'm just, you know, I got the cankles. The cankles take a lot of energy to stay thick. Someone asked, also, just another shout out to Tom Bosco. Tom Bosco helped with the intro and the outro and all of the graphics and stuff, and has just put a lot of time into helping us make our podcast look a lot better. So shout out to Tom Bosco and shout out to Anthony Pacheco, day one. Two dudes who have been super helpful. Tom, when we were talking about how we can fix the podcast up and make it pretty, when he called me to talk about it, I was watching the Actors on Actors YouTube video where Shia LaBeouf is interviewing Kristen Stewart and Kristen Stewart is interviewing Shia LaBeouf. And so he asked, strangest internet rabbit hole, how many Kristen Stewart related bids did you watch after Hot Ones? Because I was watching her on Hot... Anyway, okay. Here's what I want to say about this. Shia LaBeouf is the best. He's just the best, okay? I'm a huge fan of his. I think he's a great guy. I just watched Honey Boy, which is in theaters, and it's so good. And it's so just like... Ugh, it's just like heartbreaking, but also like so... It's kind of sweet in this really fucked up way. It's just... It just shows a relationship that might not be anything similar to yours, but you can connect with these characters and how every single, like, parent-child relationship is complicated, and that what one person thinks is love is not what typical... what you think of as a typical loving relationship. Oh my god. I'm obsessed with Shia. I think he's great. And he's asking Kristen Stewart these, like, great questions about this movie that no one has heard of, Seberg, that I guess she made, which is, like, good for her. I'm also a fan of Kristen Stewart. But he's asking these, like, great questions about this movie that she just did and her process. And then she just, like, didn't think of anything to ask him. And it's, like, and I think it's just annoying because I do like both of them a lot. I really like Kristen Stewart and I really like Shia LaBeouf. But I'm just picturing myself being in a situation where I'm interviewing Shia or Kristen and to not have any questions prepared. It's like, Kristen, you're with Shia. You're with Shia. He's so beautiful and smart and just a great guy. And you're not going to ask him any heavy hitters. There's so much you could ask him. And it doesn't even have to be intelligent. He's so cool. He would answer anything. Anyway, yeah, I'm obsessed. There were parts of it that were really good, though. Shia was just, like, so in-depth with his answers. And people all think that, like, Kristen Stewart is so, like, weird and crazy. And I feel like she's... I feel like she's, like, a more normal person than you think. But I feel like she's probably the type of person who just gets, like, more reclusive and weird in celebrity situations, which she is. And most celebrities just put on, like, the celebrity hat and are like, I'm a charming, charismatic celebrity. And she's like, this all makes me really uncomfortable and I just want to be able to do movies. I spit so much when I said uncomfortable. I'm talking so much that there's so much spit just, like, in my mouth that I think that's going to become my new thing, the slurp. It's fun to do slurp noises. Great, now that's gonna become a video. I just keep saying, oh great, now that's gonna become a video, hoping that someone takes all the things that I've said and makes it into a video. Whatever, you guys know my tricks. I'm transparent. I started watching The Morning Show on Apple TV. Oh my god, it's so... I have to remember to cancel my subscription because I did a free week and I want to watch The Morning Show, but I don't want to be paying for all of that. Oh, I forgot that I'm doing questions. It's a good show, though. I love Steve Carell so much. Obsessed with Steve Carell. Favorite Disney movie? Oh, fuck. I feel like I have one, and now I can't think of it. Probably something that's, like, not... like, not like The Little Mermaid or the, you know, Beauty, Sleeping Beauty. What's, like, another... I feel like you have to be more specific with Disney movies because there's Disney Pixar, there's Disney Originals. Like, if we're talking about a Disney movie that was on, like, Disney Channel, there's so many different ones that I would want to say. I want you to ask me again next week, and I want to have time to think about that because... fuck, there's so many... like, I love Disney Originals. Like, Smart House. That movie fucked me up. That was a crazy movie. And then, like, do you remember all those movies where it's, like, the basketball player who was turning into, like, a leprechaun? Like, his ears were getting pointy. That guy was in everything, I feel like. Like, that guy who played the leprechaun basketball player. He was in everything. Also, is leprechaun a derogatory term? Are we allowed to say leprechaun, or do we just not give a fuck about Irish people? And we can kind of say anything about them. I don't know. Did you hear Joe List, Mark Normand, on their podcast talking about how hot you are? Of course I did. Of course I did. Anytime anyone says anything nice about me, I immediately listen. Yeah, of course I heard that and I loved it. Also, they didn't say how hot I was. They were just being like, isn't she a good looking gal? Oh. That was it, really. I mean, I think they should have gone in a little bit more and like been more flattering, but I will take it. Do you think Jeremiah Watkins flirts with you at Kill Tony? I just feel it. Absolutely not. There is, you know, there's certain people who there's, like, certain, like, you know, flirty energy or, like, some sort of, like, you know, sexual vibe that's, like, playful and innocent. With Jeremiah, not at all. 100% no. I don't know what you're picking up on, but I do not feel that in any way. If you had to invent a sport, what would it be and what would they do to win? That's so crazy that you ask that because I was just thinking about this in the shower yesterday. I feel like there needs to be some Olympic sport for shaving your legs as a woman. Because the things that we do to shave our legs, I don't know, there's some girls who might be the up top leg shaver where you have one leg on the, you know, the shower floor and then one that's all hoisted up and you're getting all the spots and angles and everything. Or there's some of you who have like a little step that you can use and your leg is down and your back is hunched over. Either way, it is exhausting. When guys are like sometimes I won't shave my legs. Like I'll go for like a month or something without shaving my legs because I just don't, it's a good amount of work to put in. And guys will be like, whoa, didn't know you were that, like, didn't know you were so woke. And I'm like, I'm lazy. I'm sleepy. I'm not woke. I'm tired. I'm tired. I don't want to shave my legs. Whoa. I didn't know you were that kind of girl. What, the kind of girl who doesn't give a fuck about having some stubble? Shut the fuck up. What is your favorite Shia LaBeouf movie? I can say what my not like Transformers, I don't give a fuck. Take it or leave it. I love the ones where he's just like Shia, where he is Shia. Honey Boy was really good. That I wouldn't say that it's my favorite Shia movie. Nymphomaniac, he was really fucking scary in that. That was good. Why am I blanking on what he's been in? He's been in so many great things. Holes was so good. I still need to see Peanut Butter Falcon. I really want to see that. God, I just love him so much. He's so... Scooter War with Mark Normand. I am tempted to get a scooter now that I rode one in San Francisco. It's so fun. Truck drivers. So I've mentioned on here before that I'm obsessed with truck drivers, and turns out there is at least one that I know of who follows me, and so he wants me to talk about truck drivers more and why I'm fascinated with them. I don't know. I love road trips, and I know that truck driving isn't a road trip, but you get to see so much of America. First of all, America's way too big of a country. It's like really fucked up how big America is and that we have one person deciding what happens. It's too big of a country. But say you travel a lot, like I travel a decent amount now. I'll see like one city in one state. If you're truck driving, you're seeing so much of an area. I just think it's so cool. You're alone. You like, you're just living this like nomad lifestyle and you're fucking in truck stops. That's some ratchet shit that I respect. Is that skis you mentioned last week on the podcast, Don Barris? No, I love Don Barris. People were asking me who the guy is that I was talking about on last week's episode, because someone asked me last week if there is a comedian that I hate. And there is, but I was thinking about it, and I was kind of talking about why I don't like this guy. I don't even think I would consider this guy a comic, if I'm being totally honest. Like, it's not gonna, like, if you guys are trying to figure out who it is, like, you're just, like, I'm not saying this so you, like, stop thinking about it, but you just wouldn't know who it is, because this guy, like, if he is on a show, it's because someone owed him a favor. Like, he's not a comedian. This guy is a loser. He's one of those people who's like, sober. Like, he doesn't drink, but it's almost like he's crazier because he's not drinking. There's some people who, like, don't know how to, like, find the balance in their life with when they stop using drugs or alcohol. And he's one of those people who just, like, has this crazy energy because he's not drinking. And even though he's not drinking, he still has a behavior that I don't find to be healthy or good, personally. Like, there's people who stop drinking and then have, like, these crazy anger problems because they don't know how to live their life without drinking. And it's like, well, if that's the case, then, like, I don't know what to tell you. But this guy, yeah, he's just a bad dude. And here's the thing. I don't think he's a bad dude in his bones. I just think he doesn't know how to find an outlet that's healthy for him. And I think he's using comedy to, like, hold on to some sort of control in his life, and in return, because he's trying to control it, he's, like, hurting other people in the process and not being a good guy and taking some, not in, like, a disgusting way, but I think he's taking advantage of women for sure. I think there's a lot of guys in comedy who do that. Luckily, I don't think I'm friends with any of them, because here's the thing. People say it's... Okay, I think I'm going to end with this, even though there's so many good... Maybe I'll check. There's so many good questions, but I kind of want to end with this. People say it's like, oh, it's hard. It's hard being a woman in comedy, or it's hard to be a woman in comedy. I don't think so. It's different. It's different. Being a woman in comedy is different. It's not that it's harder. I think just doing anything artistic is difficult. There's struggles that come with it, whether you're a man or a woman or anything in between. It's hard. It's hard to do this because it's personal, and it's a personal thing that you're doing. And so it's hard when it's also what you want to be your career. I don't think it matters if you're a woman or a man. I think it's just different. There's different paths. Like, there were advantages starting out comedy as a woman because, you know, I was, like, 18 or 19 starting out. Most of the time, a lot of guys ran comedy shows. And so they would be like, oh, well, if I book this new comic who definitely isn't funny enough at this point to be on my comedy show, maybe I have a chance of, like, hooking up with her. And so guess what? When I first started comedy, I was getting booked on a bunch of shows, which... You know, it's not like I was earning them, but it's like I took advantage of those spots. Like, if you're going to book me on a show because you think I might hook up with you, well, guess what? I'm not going to hook up with you, but I am going to use this time to do a comedy show and not an open mic to get better at comedy and to, like, practice these jokes in front of real people and just not in front of all comics. So I think as long as you're able to stand up for yourself and not be afraid of men in comedy, then... You know, no harm, no foul. But everyone's different. Luckily, I've gotten better at, like, speaking up for myself, but I'm sure there's women in that situation who might not be able to speak up for themselves and get take advantage of in worse ways than just, you know, being used for stage time or whatever the situation is. Second of all, female comics who have clips of their stand-up on YouTube, sure, they get really, a lot of, like, not that men, I'm not saying that men don't get bad comments on a YouTube channel, but it's different, the comments that women get. It'll be, like, super derogatory, and misogynistic and sexist. And it's like, whatever, it's just comments from these people. But because there's so many people like that out in the world, women's YouTube stand-up will get way more views because people are more curious about what they're going to say, whether it's going to validate their opinion that maybe women aren't funny, or if it's going to validate their opinion that, you know, or the opposite way. I mean, I don't think if you have the belief, I don't think if you're a person who thinks that women aren't funny, I don't think you're going to watch a video and have your mind changed. I think you're the type of person who has that belief and you want to stick to it. And you know what? Go for it. Stick to it. Women aren't funny to you. Great. Move on. Thanks for watching my YouTube video. Thank you. I hope you had to try really hard not to laugh to prove yourself right. And I hope that that's making you happy. But you'll notice, because like so many dudes, there's way more dudes that you know of just in life in general who do stand up. And so when you're on YouTube and there's a page of 10 stand up clips and maybe 3 of those are women, I think you're going to be more drawn to watch the 3 women because you're like, I've seen dudes do comedy plenty of times. I'm curious what these women are saying. Doesn't mean you're going to like it or whatever. You're still maybe going to comment something negative, but you're giving it more views and potentially you do like it. And then that's great. And now, you know, something has happened. But yeah, I don't think it's harder being a woman. I just think it's different being a woman. There's things that are hard about it both ways. It's just how you choose to react to them and how you choose to move on with them. And, you know, if you're going to book me because you want to fuck, like this one, that one guy does. That one guy is a gross dude who books women just because he wants to sexualize them. And I've seen his DMs with other people. He's just a gross dude. Fuck him, honestly. I hope he gets the help he needs because that is not a healthy way of living life. But if you're a woman listening to this and you're doing comedy and a guy's booking you because he wants to bone, kill it on that show. You don't have to do the show. I'm not saying you have to. If he's like a predatory dude, then don't do it for sure. Don't be around that guy. But if it's just like online, like he's flirting and like, you know, is hoping to get the chance, whatever. You know, if he's going to give you spots, take advantage of those spots. Do what you have to do to grow. Like I just took advantage of all the shows that I got to do early on that I might not have gotten to do if I was a dude, because they would have seen me as competition. I don't know. I just try and always learn and grow and be able to show up for comedy. Okay. I think I'm just gonna, let me make sure there's nothing else. Yeah, I feel like I answered a lot of the questions without directly saying your question. I feel like a lot of those questions. Did Epstein kill himself? No. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Please, please, please check my website, allisonmakovsky.com/shows, to find out where I'll be performing. I'm going to be in Florida in January. I think I'm going to be in Portland and in Denver soon. And I know there's been people who have hit me up about asking when I'm going to be in those places. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to be headlining shows. I don't know when, but stay posted. Thanks for listening to another episode. And stay chill. Peace.